World leaders are meeting in Rome this week at a UN gathering to address the global food crisis, and among them, a couple of very controversial leaders. Iran's president has already used the summit in Rome to launch another attack on Israel. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has repeatedly said there is no reason for Israel's existence. The Iranian leader's presence, along with that of Zimbabwe's controversial president, Robert Mugabe, has distracted from the conference agenda. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli is in Rome, and she joins us now to talk about this. And Sylvia, how much of a distraction has Ahmadinejad been? He's picking up a few headlines.
Well, he held the stage for several hours, and he repeated his attacks on Israel, which he insisted would be wiped off the map, whether Iran is involved or not. Speaking through an interpreter, he reiterated his disdain for the Bush administration.
President Bush is very much interested in a military attack against Iran. Several times he has tried to find some excuses for that purpose, but each time he has failed.
Ahmadinejad, like Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe, whose presence outraged many Western leaders here, they blame him for his country's economic collapse. Well, Ahmadinejad was kept on the sidelines of the summit. An unprecedented bipartisan turnout demonstrated at Rome City Hall. Speakers denounced the Iranian president's human rights policies and his virulent attacks against Israel.
Well, back to the issue at hand. This food summit was called to deal with soaring food prices, something of a crisis now around the globe.
Absolutely. Opening the summit, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said more than 850 million people in the world are short of food, and the World Bank estimates that figure could rise by another 100 million. Ban Ki-moon said wealthy nations have been spending billions of dollars on farm subsidies, wasteful and excess consumption of food, and on arms.
Nothing is more degrading than hunger, especially when it is man-made. It breeds anger, social disintegration, ill health, and economic decline.
And the director of the Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, which is hosting the summit, Jacques Diouf, he said global food security requires investments of $30 billion annually, and he strongly criticized wealthy nations for generously subsidizing their own farmers, which some experts say cost poor farmers in the developing countries $10 billion a year in lost income.
Sylvia, what practical results are expected to come out of this summit? Big group, but what might it actually do?
Well, the summit organizers are putting together what they call a hunger task force to deal first with emergency needs and then, in the medium and long term, agricultural productivity, biofuels and trade restrictions. And the big talks will be today. And there are some controversial issues that will be really hard to resolve. For example, biofuels and the use of genetically modified organisms. On biofuels, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Ed Schaefer says only 2 or 3% of food price increases are due to biofuel production.
Let there be no mistake. The United States is firmly committed to sustainable production and use of biofuels both domestically and internationally.
But, you know, as farmers are switching away from food crops to crops that produce energy, the UN is calling for international guidelines on biofuels, which some experts single out as one of the major culprits behind the food crisis.
NPR's Sylvia Pagioli at the UN Food Summit in Rome. Thanks very much, Sylvia.
Thank you, Renee.